my jumping partner, the only reason why I might punch somebody in the face, none other than the incomparable, very capable Tempest S. Smith. Hear ye her.
Oh, that's on YouTube, but you muted.
Timing.
Okay, bitch, I know I wasn't on.
Hello, beautiful people.
We went out to Shannon. Introduce her again, Shannon.
That's why you should have waited, but, you know, I'm not going to tell you she wasn't even on here. I'm going to just do what I'm told. But that's one of them things that'll get you smacked in the lip. She wasn't even on the phone. Okay.
My apologies.
Somebody's going to be on the phone like, oh, she's rowdy. Okay, I'm just joking. Hold on. Okay, here it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the CEO of the ATS Junior Companies, my friend, my jumping partner, my only reason that I will probably slap anybody in the face, Tempest S. Smith. My reason, she is the only reason why Antonio T. Smith Jr. still draws air. She is very capable of talking to you about branches, because I'm still holding on to that one. In Jesus' name, receive Tempest S. Smith.
I don't know what to say. That's my sister. That's all I got to say to that. If you say something about her, you can catch these hands as well. Welcome to Let's Talk Tuesday, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. If you don't know, I am not a long-winded speaker. I get to the point, I open up the Q&A, and then we're out of here because that's just who I am. Today, we're talking about time to cut the branch. Of course, I have an illustration because I wouldn't be me without it. So once there was a king who received a gift of two magnificent falcons. These were the most beautiful birds he had ever seen. He gave his birds to a trainer to be trained. Months passed, and one day, the trainer informed the king that though one of the falcons was flying, soaring high in the sky, the other bird had not moved from its branch since the day it had arrived. The king summoned all sorts of healers and sorcerers in the land to tend to this falcon. But no one could make the bird fly. He presented this task to a member of his court, but the next day the king saw through a palace window that the bird had still not moved from its branch. Having tried everything else, the king thought to himself, maybe I need someone more familiar with the countryside to understand the nature of this problem. So he cried out to his court, go and get a farmer. In the morning, the king was thrilled to see the falcon soaring high above the palace garden. He said to his court, bring me the doer of this miracle. The court quickly located the farmer who came and stood before the king. And the king asked him, how did you make this falcon fly? With his head bowed, the farmer said to the king, it was very easy, Your Highness. I simply cut the branch the bird was sitting on. How many of us are just like this bird? We are equipped with every single thing we need to succeed, everything we need to enter into a better life, everything we need to thrive, but we remain comfortable instead of flying the way we were meant to fly. How many people does it take to gather around you to do the simple things because you've gotten too comfortable to do something different. Instead of taking risks and doing things different to get different results, you continue to remain the same until someone snatches your branch from underneath you. According to Bob Proctor, the comfort zone is a place we reach once we stop reaching, stop stretching, stop seeking, and stop risking. We simply stop growing. And without continued growth, what we are now is all we will ever be. You are in a comfort zone every single time you decide to settle rather than going for what's rightfully yours. Imagine if a toddler got comfortable with just crawling around and doesn't take any effort, any initiative to stand up and try to take a step. We would think we need to go get that baby checked out, right? But we never check ourselves out when we refuse to take any initiative. We never check ourselves out when we refuse to change our situation. We never check ourselves out when we recognize that we are in the same place physically, mentally, spiritually, or financially that we were 10 years ago. We think it's cool to remain the same. We never check ourselves out if we stop growing. Why? Because we've confused what's comfortable with what's familiar. It's familiar to stay the same. It's familiar for me not to take risks. It's familiar for me to wake up every single morning complaining about the same job that I've been at for 10, 15, 20 years, rather than starting a business that I know would succeed. It's familiar, no offense to anybody, to remain with a spouse that doesn't love you because it's easier to know what you're going home to rather than taking a risk and loving yourself and doing something different for your life. It's familiar to complain about everything and blame your life on everybody else rather than doing something different to change your life. You are a master creator after all, but you choose to sit on the same branch every single day, watching other people live their best lives while you complain. Not because you're comfortable. You're not comfortable complaining. You've conditioned yourself to think so. You're familiar with it. You're familiar with the joy, not really joy, but the joy that complaining brings. You're familiar with the seat that you always sit in watching people pass by. You're familiar with holding your phone, scrolling down Facebook, watching other people complain so you can think that you are in good company. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing prosperous about complaining about a life that you created. Get out of your comfort zone. Snatch that branch from underneath you and go fly like you were meant to fly. This life not meant for you to watch other people pass you by. This life is meant for you to live. This life is meant for you to soar. This life is meant for you to experience. Someone asked me to read a chapter of their book, and I won't call their name and I won't mention the book. But he says in his book, we are missing life because we refuse to experience life. You're not experiencing life sitting in your comfort zone. You're not experiencing life complaining about the same things that you've always complained about. You're not experiencing life sitting on a branch, watching other birds fly while you just remain the same. In my example earlier, Bob Proctor said, you're in your comfort zone if you're not growing. You do know that if you're not growing, you're dead. Why live this life dying on the inside because you refuse to grow, you refuse to stretch, you refuse to do something different? Ladies and gentlemen, your comfort zone is your death zone. And if you stay there any longer, you will be forgotten. If you stay there any longer, no one will remember your name. Those dreams that you have inside, someone's unmuted. If you can mute yourself, that would be great. Those dreams that you have inside, they will die right with you simply because you refuse to get out of your comfort zone. And how do you know your dreams? Know that your dreams isn't what someone needs to get out of their comfort zone, but because you're familiar, because you're used to the way things have always been, people are dying because you refuse to get up and live. Maybe you're in your comfort zone because you are afraid of failure. I get that. But redefine what failure means to you. Is it giving up? Is it never going after your goals and dreams? Is it not achieving your desired results? Is it not achieving your results in your expected timeline? No. You fail when you don't try. You fail when you don't get up and experience life. You fail when you remain the same and die in your comfort zone. So how do you get out of your comfort zone? It's not just listening to motivational tapes. I'm sorry, that doesn't work. You have to put in some action behind that motivation. Number one, you need to learn to love who you are. And I know we all claim to love ourselves. That's a hot topic right now, self-love. But when we start denying ourselves to our best life or denying ourselves to become the highest form of ourselves, we don't love ourselves. We just talk a good game about ourselves. We claim we love ourselves, but we don't do better for ourselves. We don't do better physically. We don't do better spiritually. We don't do better mentally or financially. We remain, but convince ourselves that remaining means I love myself. We drive down the same street, wear the same clothes, have the same conversations, make the same complaints in the same awareness, in the same consciousness, because we don't love ourselves enough to take one step in a better direction. Comfort zone does not mean I love myself. Comfort zone means I'm okay with being who I am right now for the rest of my life. That's not love, that's complacency. We don't love ourselves in spite of our fears. We convince ourselves that making it big is only for certain people. So we self-sabotage. We tell ourselves they can make it, but not me. Because I'm Black and they're white, they have it easier than me. Maybe so, but that doesn't stop you from stepping out. That doesn't stop you from achieving your dreams. That doesn't stop you from living your best life. We convince ourselves that prosperity is only for other people. That's not true. You use that as an excuse to remain the same. And like I've said 1,000 times already, remaining means you're dead. Number two, you start changing your circle. Whether you realize it or not, we are all connected, and that can be a wonderful thing or that can be a scary thing depending upon who you are surrounded by. If you're surrounded by people who have allowed you to stop stretching, reaching, seeking, risking, and stop growing, ladies and gentlemen, you're surrounded by people who enjoy you in a state that doesn't serve you. And once you've decided to step out of your comfort zone, these are not the people who would necessarily help you step out of it because they enjoy you in your staleness. They enjoy you being the complainer. They enjoy you being exactly who you are. Hanging around people who do the same thing as you every day will keep you doing the exact same thing every day. Comfortable people hang around comfortable people. On Sunday, I heard Antonio say he only hangs around people who want to start a business or have a business of their own. Not because he's arrogant, not because he's cocky, but because he knows what he wants. And if you're not in alignment with that, you can't be around him. If you're in your comfort zone and you don't want to be, why are you hanging around people who love, live, wallow, cry, complain in their comfort zone? Number three, you're afraid, you're tired, you're scared. Comfort zone is what you know. The unfamiliar is too scary. I say do it anyway. Will you stumble? Yes. Will there be moments where you wish you had remained the same? I'm sure. Will you get lonely sometimes? You better know it. But do it anyway. The journey never said it would be easy. It said it would be worth it. And are you willing to take a chance on you? Are you willing to evolve past what is familiar and step into a land of unknowns to unlock your truest desires? Are you willing to leave some people behind? That's tough because when we decide to grow, we automatically assume that everyone around us will grow as well, but that's not the case. Are you willing to evolve past people you have always known? Are you willing to redefine what friends and family means to you? Are you willing to redefine who you learn to love and depend on? And lastly, are you willing to cut the branch that you're comfortable on so you can climb your mountain and get to the top of your peak and live the greatest life you were meant to live? Ladies and gentlemen, your best life is at the end of your comfort zone. Yes, it's scary. Yes, it's dark, but do it anyway. Not for me, but do it for you. Do it because you wake up in the middle of the night dreaming, crying, complaining about the way life is and you want something different. Do it for your future. Do it for your kids who are watching. Do it for the next generation. Teach them something that you took you a long time to learn. I wish someone had taught me to stop getting comfortable on branches. I wish someone loved me enough to push me further faster than I did. But I'm grateful that I found people who push me daily. I'm grateful that I discovered that my comfort zone doesn't allow me to live the lifestyle that I want to live. I'm grateful that I cut my own branch and learn to fly with my own wings. Someone jokingly said that I always introduce myself as one of the CEOs of this company, and you're damn right, I do. Not because I need your approval, but because I remember being in my comfort zone, not too afraid to say who I was. I don't say it for you, I say it so I can remember where I came from. A year ago, I wouldn't mention a title because I was afraid of what it meant. But I stepped out of my comfort zone of don't brag about yourself into bragging about me every chance I get. Why? Because there are other people like me who are struggling with their identity or struggling with being in someone else's shadows or struggling accepting who they are. And I want to show them that I cut the branch and I did it and so can you. Ladies and gentlemen, the branch is not where you're meant to build. It's what you're supposed to take off from. That's all I have. Got to open up for Q&A. Told y'all I'm short and to the point. Ain't no dragging out today. If you have a question, comment, or anything, you can unmute yourself, ask your questions. Let's get it.
Hey, boss lady.
Hi.
I don't have any questions. You killed it. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for your transparency. Thank you for breaking it down for us. And thank you for letting us know, hey, cut it off. Keep on moving. Just thank you. I want to thank you. Every Let's Talk Tuesday that you do, I learn something different. And you constantly remind me that I am on the right path and to stay where I'm at. So I'm grateful for you and thank you.
Thank you, Deanna. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Hi, Tempest.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that I have seen you grow, and I love the fact that you just said a cuss word. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that's a wow for me, because I've never, and not saying that I've put you in a box or kept you in a comfort zone, but you just blew me away, because I've seen you when you were in college at HBU, and I was there for a little time. From now and then, oh my God, you're awesome, Tempest. Keep up the good work, baby.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
Hey, Candace.
Yep. Hi, Candace.
Oh. Hey, oh. Can you hear me?
Hi, Auntie.
Hey, okay, you can hear me. Once again, you did absolutely amazing and wonderful. Definitely needed to hear this. Feeling a little stagnant, and maybe it's because I just need to cut my grants or get a little comfortable, just a little comfortable, and I realized that that's not good. Being comfortable is not good at all. I checked myself on my complaining as well, so I want to say thank you. I always learn something. I'm always reminded of something that I've learned before every time you talk, and I love you. Thank you.
Oh, I love you too, Auntie. Thank you.
Hey, Tempest.
Hi, Shannon.
So, of course, I have questions.
Okay.
And I'm so glad that I get to converse with you about it. And listening to you speak about cutting branches and comfort zones and how to get out of it. I find with clients and even just in life, people tend to confuse emulation with imitation. Because emulating and imitating are similar. However, what I'm finding is there is a distinct difference between emulating someone and imitating someone. And so what in the quest to cut a branch, I believe that it is more proper and more beneficial to emulate, but I believe I see a lot of people struggling to cut a branch, but struggling by imitating others. Because, and that's based on the premise that when you want to be successful, you look at people who have done what you've done, and you tap into.
Yeah, when he do this,
yeah.
Hello?
Like this, that means
he's
happy.
Somebody
oh, okay. I thought that was like, what is going on? Okay, but I feel like you get stuck because you think that if you just do what they do, then you'll get what they have. And in essence, that's very true. But if your desire is to be Oprah, and so you go out and you put on nice clothes, you put on a pair of glasses, and you wear a ponytail and say everything that she says, you're not going to become Oprah.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. But if you emulate, which is to dig deeper than her persona, dig deeper than her look, dig deeper than her vocal tone, and read the books that she reads, and listen to what she says, and apply those principles to your life, and then go out, and when you type something up, how would Oprah say this, or how would Neil Donald Walsh say this? I use that because that's been what's been in our awareness lately. But I think people get it confused with this whole fake it until you make it type thing, thinking that if I just go out here and be a copycat, eventually I'm going to copycat my way into success. And that's not how it works. I don't think you'll ever cut a branch just by going out there and mimicking someone else. You know how kids can sometimes play church, preach just like the pastor?
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that we're missing with the whole emulation versus imitation? Because they're so closely related. Like, I can hear people in my awareness right now that will tell, oh, those are the same thing. Those are the same. It's not the same. I believe there's evolution. You can evolve by emulating. But I just don't think you get that same result with imitating. I think imitation will keep you on the branch.
So much here. Yes, I do agree. Imitation will keep you on the branch. I will do a plug here for Antonio and say he just built an amazing Plant Better Mindset call about emulating successful people. I think the problem is a lot of us don't know who we are, so we don't know what we want. So we follow whatever looks successful, whatever looks like it's going to bring us whatever. So I imitate people who's doing the complete opposite of what I want because I don't know who I am. I'm afraid of who I am, or I just want to go with what looks good. You know what I mean? So I confuse imitating. I confuse copying and pasting with learning from people. And I follow a path, not me necessarily, I'm just speaking in general. I follow a path that is not meant for me, that takes me so off course because I don't know who I am. So I follow whatever is glitter, whatever is shiny, I'm going to follow that thing until I look over and see somebody else doing something that grabs my attention, then I go hop and follow them. If you don't know who you are, you're going to be following people around until you are broken dead. So I think, number one, you need to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you certainly don't know what you want. Certainly can't hear your purpose or hear your burning desire calling out to you because you think, just using him as an example, just because Tony is over here doing X, Y, and Z, I need to go do X, Y, and Z. No, not necessarily. Just emulate what he's doing, but apply it to your own life. Those are my thoughts. Shannon killed it. Antonio, if you have something to chime in right here, you're more than welcome. But no, he says no. But I think Shannon asked a dynamic question because we confuse imitating people with emulating and then get mad because, well, I don't have their levels of success. Of course not. You're not following your path. You're following the yellow brick road hoping that Dorothy can lead you home. It's not going to work.
Correct. Jim has his hand up.
Oh, I was going to say thank. Can I say thank you first?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Tempest. I wanted to tell you that you did a dynamic job answering me. You gave me exactly what I needed to better distinguish between the two. And I wanted to thank you for that. Because there may not be an Antonio in me, but what's in Antonio I may need to emulate in order to find out what it is in me that is Antonio-ish. Mm-hmm. But if I just go and copycat, I'll never tap into that, and you help me with the word learning. It's about learning from people and not mimicking people. So thank you.
No, thank you. I think you said Jim got a question?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, how's it going, Tempest?
Good. How are you?
Going good. Going better ever since this phone call. And thank you again for this dynamic phone call. And actually, Shannon, I want to thank you as well because that was a dynamic question that I was able to glean some good stuff from. But what I wanted to tell you is thank you because today was one of those days where I felt down because of loneliness. But you let us know that sometimes loneliness is a great thing. It's a great indicator to let us know that we're on the right path. Because when you get up that mountain, it's not a lot of people can fit up there at the top. So I'm grateful that you were able to bring that out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That's all.
Definitely, please don't drag people to the top of your mountain. They can't fit. You'll never make it there dragging people with you. That is the opposite of prosperity. That is dragging what you're trying to leave into a new land, and you're going to get the same results. Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Thanks, Jim.
Hi, Tempest. How are you? It's Law.
Hi, Law. How are you?
I am fantabulous, awesome, mocadocious, all that and above.
I love it.
It's awesome that you're talking about this topic because I was in Florida this past weekend training with Les Brown, mastering my keynote, and those were some of the things that we were talking about as well. So it was just reassuring that I am continuously heading on the right path, sitting with that brilliant man and just soaking up everything, and he's just phenomenal. So I thank you for reiterating that and just showing me that, yeah, I am on the right path. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for being on the call.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Grace.
I'm going to do you like you did me when I finished. You did a wonderful job. Of course, I love the illustration, my blueprint sister. You get straight to the point. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
But as always, great job. I always learn a lot from you. And everything that everybody keeps telling me just goes back. Cut the branch, that goes back to me retiring. It was time to go. I had to go. So, you know, I was ready. And it was really time. When I first started network marketing back in 2003, until I decided to give that up, every one of my mentors said, you have something in you, we see it, but you don't, and it's time for you to fly. And so when I heard you say that, that just reminded me of that. So thanks again. Great job. Love you.
Thank you. I love you too. You are definitely in the right place, and I guess I'll say this on camera. If it keeps popping up like you retire, that means that retiring was a good decision for you, even though it may seem questionable right now, but you are on the right path, and just stick to it because you are exactly where the universe wants you to be. That was for Grace, but if that applies to you too, then apply where it sees it. Anybody else?
Oh, yeah, you know I wasn't going to let this call in without saying anything.
Come on, Bishop.
Man, look, you absolutely picked this text off the bone. Took that story. You took that illustration, and you made that plain, honey. And I loved every bit of it. I enjoy every moment. I'm literally speechless right now. Damn, you killed this call. You absolutely killed this call. You destroyed this call. All you needed was a holler, and you absolutely destroyed this call. Great job, man. Wow, your growth has been shown, and if don't nobody receive that and accept that, sucks for them.
Oh, Lord.
Because this was absolutely amazing.
Thank you, Bishop.
You're very welcome.
No holler for me. I'll leave that to the professionals or whatever. Anybody else? Antonio, you got a lot to say off camera. You going to unmute yourself and say it?
You've done so swell, as usual. I have stolen your illustration. I am trying to figure out if it's going to be an open and a closing illustration for me. But so swell. You are just the most amazing human being on planet Earth. And your dimple and your brilliance shines through. You are amazing. I have nothing else to say except for Boo Boo Shannon. Boo Boo, please. No, I'm just joking. I know I can't win against you and Shannon. I know. Amazing. That's all I have. Nothing but just amazing, amazing, amazingness.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, great. Thank you all so much for joining us for Let's Talk Tuesday. Next week, we'll be with my sister, my helicopter buddy, my ride or die, my you can catch these hands if you talk about either one of us, Shannon R., the future Dr. Shannon R. Clark. Shannon is pursuing her PhD, and we are
all... Hold on. Say it again. Say it again so you can hear us clapping. You missed the clap. Go ahead. Say the future doctor again.
The future Dr. Shannon R. Clark. Woo! We'll be listening, learning, and receiving from her next week. Check us out online. We're always all over your Facebook pages. Just follow any of us or all of us. Learn more about the ATS Business University that is making millionaires. If you're not in it, shame on you. But there is room for you too. You can join Antonio's 1-year mastermind group. Talk to one of us about that. And join us for Plant Better Mindset Call on Sundays that only features Antonio Pusina Jr. He is not allowed to host a Let's Talk Tuesday. Let's make that crystal clear. He has his own day and time. We don't need him over here. Thank you all for being here. Thank you so much for your questions and answers, your comments and all that good stuff. I will see you all next time. Have a good one.
Bye.
Everybody's unmuted. You say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Dr. Fortune.
Nobody had no bed. I don't give a fuck. I can go sleep on. Then I throw them bitches out too.